Hello.
Hi, is this Jesus?
Yes, Paul. What's going on?
Oh, good. Hi. Hi. Yeah, I wanted to call you a while back, but our meeting ran a little longer than I expected it to. But, you know, I know we kind of talked about a lot on that other conversation. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, I have a question. You know, so how does this work? Is this just month to month?
It is. Yeah, it's completely at will, month to month, no contract, so you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved.
And how do you stop? I call you guys a couple days in advance?
Yeah, correct. That's exactly correct. Yeah, we're closed on the weekend, so we say just call us 3 days before your billing date. And we can prevent any charges to that following month. You can call us if you want to cancel it, call us if you want to pause it, and if you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation, the service can be paused seasonally if necessary too, but I don't think that would be the case here. But you just give us a call and, you know, let us know what's going on, and like I said, no questions asked or fees involved if you want to cancel it. You can pause it as long as you need to. You can always extend how long you have it paused or come out of that suspension early. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact when it's paused.
Okay. And, you know, and I want to try it out, you know, for a month or two and see if it really works, you know.
Right,
now is a good time to join because of the fact that the holidays are here. And the job I've been doing, a lot of people are trying to delay. They don't want to get their house missing. They don't want to do stuff. The holidays are coming through, so I'm having a lot of people delay certain projects.
Yeah,
so I was just thinking, is this the right time, or do I wait, you know, till after the new year, you know, when people start?
Well,
I know you want my business and everything, but I could say the same thing. People are trying to get their houses ready to sell on the market by January. You know what I mean? It works both ways. You know, I just want to make sure that it's going to work, because if I pull out because of these holidays and it don't work,
and then let's see,
you know, in January, you get flooded. And I miss out. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I do. I do. And, you know, there's really never a bad time to advertise for your business. In fact, the old saying, if you don't advertise to get new business, you may end up advertising to sell your business. The other thing, too, it's before the end of the year, which means it's a tax write-off, you know, for this year. So there are a lot of good reasons to do it. Some people want to get that work done, like you said, have it done and ready to go before the end of the year. So, you know, you'll get a mixed bag, but I mean, obviously when you're not paying for individual leads, you know, there is that flexibility to pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. It's not costing you for the call. If someone calls and says, you know, I'm really looking to get something done later on down the line, and then that just becomes your pipeline, you know, a job down the road, which doesn't hurt you at all.
Right.
You are still, of course, going to get jobs.
How about my competitors? For instance, you know, you guys, obviously I'm not the only drywall company you guys got in that 20 or 30 or 50 mile radius you're going to put me in. So
when it goes beyond that initial 20 miles, we are allowed overlap. Yeah. So, I mean, we're still looking at a local campaign. So for drywall as the main keyword or search phrase, you'd be the one guy that we're working with. Do we have a painter in that same 20 mile area who does drywall as well? Yeah, I would imagine so without checking, right? But we do try to make sure that you get the maximum return on your investment. We have to earn your business. Like I said, we've got skin in the game too. When we're talking at $199, you know, we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business even, you know, for a couple of months just to break even.
Right.
What we'll do on our end. And do keep in mind, you'll get that detailed tracking and reporting system, so you'll be able to see in very near real time, you know, no matter what time of day you check, it's probably updated, you know, not more than an hour before.
So right now, you're going to take a payment, and then what? Someone's going to get back to me, and we're going to start filling out this stuff that I need?
We're going to do what's called a client interview. We have one of our technicians give you a follow-up call. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We are booked out for the last hour. But we could do it as early as, you know, 7 o'clock tomorrow. But you know, that's where we get the, all the information that we need. You know, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, information you've got off of your website, but also, you know, make sure that everything's Google compliant, that we know, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, anything we can promote for your business that's important. You know, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. That allows us to start creating that content right away.
Okay. And that's the best you can do offer-wise?
For the local campaign? Yeah, I've already got it in the notes here that if you did want to do add the Facebook ads later on, that we would drop it from $299 down to $249. And again, if that or when that happens, you're still getting $100 worth of Facebook ads. You're not compromising that part of it. But what would happen is the cost for the local campaign would drop down to $149. We don't usually do that right away, but it is coded that way for friends and family. I mean, I've got it in the system for the local campaign at $149 as a friends and family rate. So let me shoot it off to my supervisor real quick. I'm not going to tell him that you're my cousin or that I've known you since high school, but I don't think I have to. I'll tell him, you know, you're just a couple of years old as a company. You do have a website that we can promote. I'll tell him also that you tried the Angie leads, and he knows, you know, without me telling them that can be a very expensive proposition for young and small companies. And I also know he's been making that exception for some of the other pricing directors. And I've been with the company, like I said, it's been over now 9.5 years. So let me just get a little bit of information from you while I'm waiting to hear back from him. If he does approve $149 as a local campaign, it starts right away at $149 and stays at $149. So, of course, if you add the Facebook ads later, it would be $249, not $299. It's my premium drywall. I know it is an LLC, but it's up to you. It's totally your preference. If you wanted to include the LLC in the branding of your business, we just want it to be consistent everywhere. So did you want it to be with the LLC or without the LLC?
I mean, what do you think is better with it?
You know, there's two schools of thought there. I mean, everyone knows what LLC stands for, that it does protect the owner from anything that goes wrong with the business, but it also looks professional for some people. So, you know, there's two schools of thought for that. I think it's great to leave it there. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with listing your business as an LLC. It is already that way on a couple of different destinations. At least it's that way on the Angie leads. It's that way on your Facebook page too. So I would say leave it as is. And I just wanted to make sure that was your preference as well. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, it does seem to be the number on the Facebook page too. So it's the number that you want your customers to call. Is it also the number that you would want us to call to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
It is. Okay. And is it a smartphone? You can receive a text message on the number?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because we do use phone, we use text, we also use email, and it's usually the method that is most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. It can be a personal email because we're not really promoting it. It's just for us to contact you. Is it a business email or a personal email?
A business.
And is it like mypremiumdrywall@gmail.com or what is it?
Yeah, at gmail.com.
The LLC in the email address or not?
No,
not on the email address. Okay.
No.
And then, Jesus, I never did get your last name.
Because I was going to put drywall and then LLC, and there was like four L's, and I just didn't want to deal with that.
Yeah, you're right, because drywall would be the right before it. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So it was weird to see four sticks and a C.
A lot of L's in a row right there, yeah.
So, I don't know. It just wasn't me, but... what else did you need?
Your last name.
Merancio, Merancio.
Okay, Merancio. And then, no real preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, all of them's fine.
Okay, perfect. And you are 100% service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no showroom or physical address that we would be promoting for your business?
No.
And on the Angie's, it's got the 4857 East Kevin Street. Is that your residence?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you receive mail there, but you don't see customers there. Google won't want to put that physical address online. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And then did you want to be, for the hours of operation, did you want Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday is fine.
Monday through Saturday, is that like 7 to 7?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay. Perfect. At this point, are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo or PayPal?
Just cash, check, and I have a little Square.
Okay. So you can run cards with the Square?
Yes.
If anything changes, let us know. We'll update that as well. And then no real preferences to residential over commercial or vice versa, right? You kind of like an even mix?
Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Work is work.
Yeah, work is work. I agree. Hang on one second. I just heard the chime. I hope it's from my supervisor, not one of my coworkers. It is. It says, Paul, for this still fairly young company, especially one that was recently or is still using Angie Leads, I'd be more than happy to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149 for the local campaign. He says, I'm looking forward to helping this company to continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the service they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and I guess it's true. Like I said, I try to not go below a new business rate because that already puts us kind of in the hole from the beginning. But, you know, I know my supervisor sees the same wisdom in getting this going even at a friends and family rate. So I'm pretty excited to do that for you. So it would be $149, and that's the price to start and the price that stays. It'll never go up. It's an exact amount to the penny. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying for the quick call, lead, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. The only thing that would change it is if you decide that you want to add the Facebook ads, which would be an extra $100. All of that $100 goes towards paying for those Facebook ads on your behalf. Now, the other thing that I need to do, aside from scheduling that follow-up call with our technician, is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we're Google Premier partners, it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. It's the fixed flat rate, in this case, the friends and family rate of $149. That we're actually waiving the setup fee. As part of the friends and family rate, we waive that setup fee too. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is fairly straightforward, Jesus. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
All right, and then we'll schedule that follow-up call. So the voice verification, okay. All right, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. As it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
My Premium Drywall.
With the LLC, right?
LLC, yes. I'm sorry.
Perfect, perfect. No, that's okay. That's how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jesus Merancio.
And you're
the owner and project manager.
Okay. And then, Mr. Merancio, as the owner and project manager for My Premium Drywall LLC, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Jesus, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, of course, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jesus, I'm sure you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Perfect. Yeah. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Facebook page. We know that you've got the Angie leads. The reason we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, right down to that LLC, is that we make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Marancia, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Jesus, that's fair enough, right?
Right. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and with my supervisor allowing me on top of that to do the friends and family rate, of course, with it being a month-to-month service and no setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 17th of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. And again, that $149 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149. And once again, that rate will never go up unless you decide to add Facebook ads at a later date, in which case it just goes up by the $100. But until you let us know that you want to do that, it's exactly $149 on the dot. Now, it is a month-to-month service, and it's completely at will. That means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. And again, as I mentioned earlier, all that we ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is, again, because we're closed on the weekend. Jesus, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, first and last, the business name, any middle initial?
Yes, it's my first middle initial, my last name, and then my company name.
Okay. And you said it was a Visa card, so that should start with a 4. They all do. If you want to go ahead and read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end.
4259. Hey, Paul, one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
You know, as I start my business, you know, I get a lot of scam calls, you know.
Sure, of course.
So just want to make sure that this is, you know, legit as well. And everything sounds great. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, let me.
You'll be surprised
I understand completely. So let me do this because it's the first thing I can do quickly. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. Now, Local Splash is the name of the company. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I just sent you is the link to the pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. I'm also going to send you an email, so you'll have everything in writing. But if you can put me on speakerphone and open up that link, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Almost. Where did you want me to go?
Well, I sent you a link by text message. Yeah.
Yeah, I clicked on it.
Okay. So, you know, obviously you can track your success, 24/7 access. You can monitor your reviews directly through your tracking system. We've been around since 2004. On December 17th, we'll change that 17 to 18. That's our official anniversary. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it's month to month, so we have to earn your business. About halfway down, it says Google Ads Partner. Again, we're not doing Google Ads in this particular case, at least not currently, but there's a benefit to working with a Google Partner. That box that says Google Partner with the colorful Google G, that is not just copy and pasted off of the Internet. It is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. If you click on that, it goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner. Of course, that makes a big difference when Google starts making changes to their algorithm as they keep us kind of in the loop. Now, if you scroll down, we're talking about the packages here. The local campaign is the pro package, but again, it's, well, in this case, it's more than 50% off with the friends and family rate. It's $149, no setup fee. The bells and whistles that are on the other packages I can include as long as it's not paid Facebook advertising or Google paid ads or local service ads, but, you know, things like advanced tracking and reporting, call and conversion tracking, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, I'll be able to include that in the pro package as well.
What's that lead generation?
The lead generation is, if we're doing the optimized, you'll see optimized landing page goes across the board. That's a website for you. We can include that at no additional cost, and we can have our client interview technician talk about that. I think I mentioned it briefly because you do just have the Google Business Profile website, which is a little bit basic. So the lead generation is most of the time you get calls directly to you. There is going to be, if you do a landing page with us or a website, it's a microsite, it's a one-page website, but it's a lot more user-friendly and conversion-driven than the one-page website that you currently have, so it is still an upgrade. There's a contact form on there. So instead of calling you directly, people can fill out that form and tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking for. In that sense, you're getting a lead and not a direct phone call. But you get a text message and an email when someone does that.
Okay.
Okay. So
I guess I'll take your word for it.
Not a problem. And then you said it's... let's see, when I click
okay.
off the page.
4259.
Uh-huh.
0710.
Okay.
0905.
Yes, sir.
8935.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0926.
09 of 2026. And then the the last three digits on the back of the card?
302.
302. So 302 on the back, September or 09 of 2026, the expiration. The card itself, Jesus, is it 4259-0710-0905-8935?
Yes.
And that bill is at the home address, the 4857 East Kevin Street, 85650?
Yes.
Okay. In about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is
877-what?
877-635-6225.
635-6225?
Correct. It actually spells out 877-63-LOCAL, so it's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And then you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is your local time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link as well by text message. When you receive either the email or the text message, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. And the only other order of business on my end would be to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. It looks like at this point the earliest we would be able to do would be 8 o'clock, the latest would be 4 o'clock, and with just the one exception of 1 o'clock, you know, that's the only one where there's not at least one open spot. Did you want something morning, late in the afternoon, middle of the day? Or
when is this, tomorrow?
It would be tomorrow, yeah. We're booked out for this last hour.
I would say middle of the day.
Okay. So let's see, like midday, like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock?
No, I'd say more like 12 or 1.
12 o'clock? Yeah, the 1 o'clock is the one spot not available. We'll do 12, and it's scheduled from 12 until 1, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes during that 1 hour window. So within that first half hour, they'll give you a call. And when I say they, it's the client interview technician. That may include me if I'm available. I get about, you know, 30 seconds heads up when they say I'm ready. And if I'm not on a call, then I'll be on that phone call to initiate it and introduce you to your client interview technician. If I do happen to be on that call, then they will make that call on their own and take care of you quite easily and nicely. I'm going to send you also a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. You'll receive that in a moment to your email inbox. And then at 11 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled call, you'll also get an automated email reminder through our system. Now, I did want to set up a security question and answer just in case I'm not on that call, and of course for the future. Anyone calling you from Local Splash will know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and the security question and answer unprompted. Anyone who calls us saying that they're associated with your company will need to know, if not both the question and answer, at least the answer if we give them the question. The two choices are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Well, the city I was born in.
Okay. And what is the answer?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas. Okay. Got to type it in twice here. All right. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out by now?
I did get your text message.
Okay. If you open up the text or if you open up the email, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we will be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, of course, we're going to optimize your business on Google. And then, you know, we're going to optimize your business on Bing as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google. The landing page is that website. And again, we can decide in that client interview if you want to use our website or use your existing Google Business Profile website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, please do click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. So it's case sensitive, J and M capitalized, only the space between the first and last name. If you copy and paste, then just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, please just do click the confirm signature box below it. That's going to do a couple of things. Of course, it's going to let us know that you know that it's that fixed flat rate, the 149 friends and family rate, that we waived your setup fee, that it is month-to-month, of course. It also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. If it's asking you for a username and a password, you can stop there. It's only doing that because our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already activated and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is true. We do have to do the client interview first. It is, though, coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to track your success. I can give you the username, though, because that's already been assigned and it cannot be changed. But in a couple of days, once your tracking system is active, we'll text and email out to you both this username and a default password. You can use that default password to access your account and then change the password if you like. We know that sometimes people never change it. The username's your phone number, area code included, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number itself. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include that information, either your username or your phone number, both basically the same thing. Anything and everything can be sent to that email, but when we do the client interview tomorrow, they'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. You can email the photos team directly if you like. Now, other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am available when our client interview technician is ready for that call shortly after 12 o'clock, I'll be on that phone call as well. If not, they'll just call you directly. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you both before and now. I'm actually pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul.
Real pleasure. Real pleasure. Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, nice to speak with you. You've been patient. You've been kind. I know I threw a lot of information out there. You had a lot of questions, which is perfectly great, and I was happy to answer those questions. Especially at the end of the day, it's nice to talk to someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs, and you certainly were that, so I appreciate that again. But you take care, and hopefully I'm on that call tomorrow when we speak. It'll be briefly, but, you know, always nice to speak with you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the night.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks
hope
a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope so. I'll try to keep my phone open, but like I said, I don't know if it's going to be 12:05, 12:15 when they're ready, but I'll try to keep that phone line open so we can give you that phone call together. All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you much. Take care. You too. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.